And now for reading and writing and radio.
When he was in school, he longed to be out, and when he was out, he longed to be in. On the way, he thought about coming home, and coming home, he thought about going. Wherever he was, he wished he were somewhere else. And when he got there, he wondered why he'd bothered. Nothing really interested him. "It seems to me that almost everything is a waste of time," he remarked one day as he walked dejectedly home from school. "I can't see the point in learning to solve useless problems, or subtracting turnips from turnips, or knowing where Ethiopia is, or how to spell February." As he and his unhappy thoughts hurried along, for while he was never anxious to be where he was going, he liked to get there as quickly as possible. It seemed a great wonder that the world, which was so large, could feel so small and empty. "And worst of all," he continued sadly, "there's nothing for me to do, nowhere I care to go, and hardly anything worth seeing."
That obviously bored young man is Milo, in The Phantom Toll Booth by Norton Juster. But it could be you. WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
Bored out of your gourd.
Bored out of your gourd.
Today, Larry Garrison from Rochester Middle School, the sixth grade, and Kristen Bartolis from City Day School Springfield, the fourth grade, are with me to talk about monotony, tedium, boredom. Now, in case any of you listeners might get bored, I want you to have something more to do. So all of you that are listening, quietly clasp your hands on top of your desks with your fingers interlocked. Have you got that? And now take your thumbs and make them move around each other. Got it? Are you all twiddling your thumbs? Now reverse the motion and make them go the other way. That's a little bit harder. But with practice, you'll be able to do it just as speedily both ways. A famous French author has written, "Boredom is one of the least serious evils we have to endure."
That's what he thinks.
Right. And he subsequently wrote a novel of about 4,000 pages, which proved that he wasn't bored, but most of the people that have to read it have a hard time getting through it. There's another author, however, Edward Gorey, who takes boredom more seriously. He thinks that it can be a paralyzing disease and even sometimes fatal. He's written a rhyming alphabet, an abecedaria called the Ghastly Crumb Tinies, where 26 children each die a horrible death. Kristen and Larry, would you start that story for us?
A is for Amy, who fell down the stairs.
B is for Basil, devoured by bears.
C is for Clara, who wasted away.
D is for Desmond, thrown out of a sleigh.
And it goes on and on until it gets to M is for Maud, who was swept out to sea, and N is for Neville, who died of ennui. Do you know what ennui is?
Mm-mm.
That's French for boredom. It's spelled E-N-N-U-I. When I was a kid, we had a record where it's a very sad, mournful tune, and it says Les Enfants. Do you know that one, Kristen?
Mm-hmm.
What's Les Enfants?
Children.
Les enfants ennuient le dimanche. Dimash?
The children are bored on Sunday.
The children are bored on Sunday. And it goes on. Les enfants s'ennuient le dimanche. Le dimanche, les enfants s'ennuient. And then it goes on to their, in their knickerbockers and in their white dresses, because you see they all have to sit still and behave on Sunday. On Sunday, the children are bored. And then the tune gets very bright, and it goes, Vienna, Vienna, la semaine, lundi, mardi, jeudi. Do you know what's going on there, Kristen? Kristen's had some French in school.
They're happy that now the days have come here?
Yeah, Vienna, Monday. Vienna, la semaine, come, come, the rest of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. It gives the names of the week and says that's when they cheer up when during the rest of the week. Well, Kristen, let's have you say the boring part or the boring song from when you were Josette in our musical The Endless Pavement. You remember that it's after the TV breaks down that Josette says this. And Larry, you and I'll have to be the chorus. So we'll start out and then you come in, Josette, okay?
Okay.
No need to hurry, no need to worry. Life is regulated, life is regulated. From the Bathmobile to the Housemobile, by the great computer mobile. Life is so boring, with no great screen to watch. There is nothing to do, with nothing to view. It's so still it hurts my ears. I am bored to tears. What can I do? What can I do? There is nothing to view.
So, life is boring when there is nothing to view. What are some boring times for you guys?
I think it's boring when your mom drags you into every clothing store in the shopping center, and she stays in each one for about an hour trying on every outfit in the store. And you say, Mom, can we go now? And she says, no, just a few more outfits, and she tries on 18 more.
That is boring. And nothing to do.
I think it's boring. You know what? If your dad has to go to a convention or something, you gotta sit in the hot car with no air conditioning on those long trips. And, the only thing you can do is count cars or count license plates or do something. It's so boring.
I think it's boring when, on Monday night show, when they only have football and baseball and stuff like that on, and there's nothing else to watch on all the other programs because there are only boring shows on.
Yeah, speaking of TV, don't you think it's boring? Like, you're watching your favorite show, and on comes these special bulletins like, now we have our special news bulletin, and they're on all the channels, and they last so long. Oh,
like the conventions, you know, Republican and Democratic, you know, they're on for about a week, and they're on every good channel, so you have nothing to watch for that week.
Sounds to me, though, then, as if you need to find some other things to do that are interesting when the TV isn't interesting. I find that doing the same thing over and over again, like addressing envelopes or licking envelopes or monotonous jobs, the repetitious sort of things, they get me boring. And oftentimes a long speech I find is boring, or waiting. I have to do a lot of waiting, and that gets boring. So, well, what can we do? You've mentioned certain car games, like counting the license plates, which are sort of boring, but are at least something to do. When we're infected with this virus of boredom, we can either succumb to this deadly paralysis or we can fight it with an injection of imagination and inventiveness. I found an article by a fellow who plays in a large orchestra, which may not seem like a boring job, but they often have to do the same concert over and over and over again. And the second violin player wrote an article about being bored. Larry, would you read that little section about when the fly comes and lights on his music? He looks around for diversion.
Suddenly, like a savior angel from heaven, a friendly housefly descends and revives my fading sensibilities. He zigzags across the music score and alights on a C sharp. After thoroughly exploring the note, he hops over a bar line, skips onto the stem of a B natural, then performs a remarkable feat of tightrope walking along the top stab of the staff to the edge of the page.
Just walks along that top line of the music. This fellow also says he counts the freckles on his seatmate's wrist or the birthmarks on the viola player's neck, or he looks out at the audience to count which ones have their eyes shut. We have another passage out of a book about a diversion, and it's a fly. Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Tom is in church, and he is very bored at the prayer. Kristen, would you read it?
In the midst of a prayer, a fly had lit on the back of the pew in front of him and tortured his spirit by calmly rubbing its hands together, embracing its head with its arms, and polishing it so vigorously that it seemed to almost part company with the body, and the slender thread of the neck was exposed to view, scraping its wings with its hind legs and smoothing them to its body as if it's been coattails, going through its whole toilet as tranquility, as if it knew it was perfectly safe. As indeed it was, for as sorely as Tom's hands itched to grab on it, they did not dare. He believed his soul would be instantly destroyed if he did such a thing while the prayer was going on.
So he, too, finds the diversion of watching something during a tedious time. Do you know of any other books that have passages about when kids are bored and what they've done about it? Don't you remember the Laura Ingalls Wilder one? Where isn't it Pa, when Pa was a little boy?
Yeah, and the pig.
They're having to sit there and be so bored on Sunday, and when their father falls asleep, the boys sneak out and take a ride down the hill on their sled.
And a pig jumps on.
And they scoop up a pig on the way, and the pig squeals all the way down, and so they're caught and have to go back.
Trouble.
Well, Tom has shown us a solution to boredom, and you can't always sneak away from the boring things, but Pa did when he was a little boy and caught it. But what do you do when you're bored? Have you thought of any solutions for being bored?
I draw.
You draw.
The best thing is just a daydream or imagine
stuff. To daydream and imagine stuff. Tell yourself stories?
Yeah, you can make up stories in your head, and it's kind of neat what you can make up.
Yeah, but you better not do it during school.
I would always carry a book with me so that whenever I found myself having to wait or be in a place, I'd be able to read. But after a while, I thought, well, why don't I see if I can see what's in my own head? And so I decided to not use the book, but when I was in a boring situation, to see how many interesting things I could think of or what I could look around and see or hear, you know, test your senses and things like that. Recently, I've realized that I get impatient at stoplights, and yet a stoplight is something that you've got to sit at, and why get all churned up in your stomach when you're driving just because you have to go through wait at the stoplight? So I've been deliberately looking around to see. I'll say, now I'll look at the skyline of the town. Larry, you're about to say something. What is it?
Long trains.
Long trains, yes, when you're waiting at a long train. Well, you can always look at the cars and count them. Counting, of course, gets a little boring, too.
Yeah, but sometimes when you come up, they've already started and you can't count them.
Well, what I've found is that if you have something stored up in your head, if you get an interesting thought and say, I'm just going to tuck that away and save it for some time when I'm bored, and then, you know, like a cow who pulls up her cud and chews it when she's got some time to lie around, well, you can pull that interesting thought out of your head and think about it when you're in a boring situation. Another thing you can do is to memorize something, and then when you're in a boring situation, why, you see how much you can remember. Sometimes I sing all the songs that I know when I'm on a long drive by myself. Yeah, go ahead.
Another thing is, like, if you're going to go to a show or something and you have to wait in the long ticket lines or you have to wait in movie lines, you know, it is so boring just to sit there and stand.
Or you know, when you're in the movie theater and you're waiting for the show to start and they take a million years to get the thing.
I know, and all you see is a black screen.
And all these lights are on.
Well, that's when I suggest you pull something up out of your mind. Meanwhile, let's do one more thing before we quit here. Do you know the yellow pages in the phone book?
Yeah.
You know the
yeah.
slogan of the yellow pages in the phone book?
Let your fingers do the walking.
Let your fingers do the walking, right. Okay, so take your fingers on one hand and make them walk quietly across your desk. Okay, now take your other hand and make that one walk quietly across your desk and have them meet. Okay, now not now, but later on when you're really bored, figure out when those two creatures meet that are walking along there, what sort of creatures are they that are your hands? And are they enemies or are they friends? When they meet, do they jump back? Are they suspicious? You can make up stories and you can act them out, all very quietly, of course, so that your teacher doesn't say, what's that you're doing there on your desk? But here is something all else that we can all do right now in our seats to finish up. We're going to do a boring dance. We're going to let our fingers do the dancing. our fingers and our hands. Okay, remember at the start of the program you twiddled your thumbs?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here is another thing that I want you to do. Put one thumb on the first finger of the other hand. Got that? Your thumb on your other first finger. And then take the thumb and the first finger that's left and put them over across that thumb and first finger and touch them. And now you've got them crossing, okay? Now bring the bottom ones up, break them apart, and put them together on top. And then the bottom over to the top, and the bottom over to the top. You got it? That's what we call the eensy-weensy spider motion, if you know the song about the eensy-weensy spider. So bottom, top, over, over, and we'll call that spider. Okay, now can you drum your fingers? Put your fingers on your desk and go from your thumb to your little finger or from your little finger to your thumb. Oh, good, you girls have got it. Drum, 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 drum. Okay, now take your fingers, or one hand, and your finger and tap your teeth. Got that? Okay, now put one hand flat on your desk, put the other one on top of it. Now pull out the bottom one and put it on top. Pull out the bottom one, pull it on top. We'll call that pancake. That's a game you sometimes play with other people, piled up, you know,
yeah.
But this time we'll just do it with yourself. And, okay, now we've got all our motions. So here's the way we're going to do. Get ready. Fold your hands. And here goes the dance. And we'll go through it a couple of times. Twiddle, 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 twiddle. Spider, 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 spider. Drum, 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 drum. Tap, 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 tap. Pan, cake, pan, cake, pan, cake, pan, cake. Stretch way over your head and yawn. Now, when you do this dance, you have to do it quietly behind the person in front of you at your seat so that your teacher won't see that you're doing the boring dance. And let's do it through another time. Have you got that spider, the fingers, the motion around, and the tapping on your teeth? Okay, here we go. Twiddle, 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 twiddle. Spider, 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 spider. Drum, 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 drum. Tap, 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 tap. Pancake, pancake. Pancake, pancake, stretch way over your head and yawn. Two, three, four. Twiddle, 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 twiddle. Spider, 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 spider. Drum, 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 drum. Tap, 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 tap. Pancake, pancake, pancake. Pancake, stretch way over your head and yawn. Terrific. I wish I could have seen one room where everybody was doing it. So today, let's write about bored out of my gourd. What bores us? Bores us when we've been bored. Stories and poems about what we've done about it. And a final word, boredom is an attitude. You can decide not to be bored, to find things that are interesting, and then to make them so. Remember, if you yourself is good company, you're rarely bored. So, let's write on
monotony, tedium, boredom.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.